Welcome to Wild About Utah, a partnership of the Stokes Nature Center, the Bridgerland Audubon Society, and Utah Public Radio.
Hi, I'm Holly Strand. If you're a plant lover, I've got just the thing for your Christmas list. A new field guide is just now hitting the shelves. It's called Woody Plants of Utah by Renee Van Buren, Janet Cooper, Leela Schultz, and Kimball Harper. You may already own the very excellent Guide to the Trees of Utah and Intermountain West by Michael Coons. This book will help you identify over 219 native and introduced trees. It's very useful because trees are what people tend to notice and appreciate the most. But trees are the dominant plant form on only 15% of Utah's land area. Elsewhere, frequent droughts and extreme temperatures make life too hard for them. Shrublands, however, cover over 50% of the state, and that, in my opinion, is why you would also want the book Woody Plants of Utah on your shelf or in your backpack, for its pictures and descriptions of shrubs are outstanding. I was amazed to find that there are over 82 species of shrub in the sunflower family alone. Sagebrush is in this family, so that helps push the number up. Every Utahn should be able to recognize the aromatic big sagebrush that occurs in virtually every Utah county. As its common name implies, it is larger than any other kind of sagebrush and grows over 3 meters high in places. Other common species are bigelow, sand, silver, and Wyoming sagebrush. In all, there are over 19 different sagebrush species in the state. Rabbit brush is the common name for a number of shrub species distributed within three genera of the sunflower family. One of the most common forms, Erica Maria nauseosa, sounds like it might make you ill. Yet, as the name suggests, this yellow-flowered shrub is consumed by rabbits as well as deer, elk, and pronghorn. Where evaporation exceeds precipitation, there's often a buildup of salts in the soil. This is common around the Great Salt Lake, where water leaches into surrounding lands and then evaporates. A number of shrubs are specially adapted to these saline conditions, many of them in the amaranth family. Shadscale is one of the more common salt-tolerant amaranths. You may not recognize the name, but undoubtedly you've driven or walked by this shrub innumerable times. There are so many other shrubs to get to know. Manzanitas, ephedras, mesquite, mountain mahogany, wild rose, and wild raspberry, just to name a few. Woody Plants of Utah will help you explore this fascinating but often underappreciated life form that blankets so much of our state. Order the book through Utah State University Press or find it at your local bookstore. For pictures and links, go to www.wildaboututah.org. For Wild About Utah, I'm Holly Strand.
Wild About Utah is a partnership of the Stokes Nature Center, the Bridgerland Audubon Society, and Utah Public Radio. For transcripts and archived audio of Wild About Utah, go online to upr.org and click on the Wild About Utah link. Support for Wild About Utah comes from the College of Natural Resources at Utah State University. Information is at cnr.usu.edu.